This route avoids a road closure on Garden State Parkway near New York.
Hello.
You are on the fastest route. You should reach your destination by 2:41 p.m.
Okay. Okay. Hello. This is Tilted Cone. This is a podcast that I'm deciding to do. I've been thinking about it for a while, and I was thinking, you know what? People need to hear Tilted Cone. They need to hear this immaculate voice. They need to know what's up. They need to know they can have someone to rely on to bring them sad boy content. No, hashtag sad boys. And side boys. Side boys is a combination of sad and high boys. And I was like, I'm not getting rid of sad boys, so I'm just going to say side boys and sad boys. And funny, because side boys, you could just say, you know, sigh, you know, or whatnot. And, what's it called? Be careful, children are at play.
In a quarter mile, turn right onto K Street.
Okay. I need some potassium. Don't we all? I don't think I'm getting the right amount of, nutrients in my body. Because all I'm eating is chicken wings. I love Chinese food, chicken wings. Any type of chicken wings, actually. It just has to be chicken and a wang. Wait, phrasing. A wing. There you go. You know, say wang.
Take the next left onto 12th Avenue, then turn left onto West Railroad Avenue.
I'm not saying what I'm just, I'm like, I'm saying, all right, never mind. It's a state law to stop.
In 400 feet, turn left onto 10th Avenue.
Okay, all right.
Turn left onto 10th Avenue.
Okay, she's so demanding. Anyone's got a mother like that? Wow, it's like I feel attacked. Yeah, cause I attack you with my trap card. Sugma D. Ooh, you crazy. You had a trap card the whole time.
In 800 feet, turn left onto New Jersey 35 South, River Road South.
That's my magic card. Turning left. Need a magic card to turn left? Nah, meet your magic carp to turn left. Bleh. So many train tracks around here. Nothing wrong with train tracks, I'm just saying. So now,
turn left onto New Jersey 35 South, River Road South.
You guys are going to be hearing these directions because I am not... I'm going to be a good boy and not look at my phone while I'm doing this. I know, it's risky. Not holding my phone while I'm driving? Then how will I be able to know what's going on? All the texts that I get. Let me tell you something. I thought deeply about texting while driving. Well, because I do it. So I was thinking, what's the... a code I could go by, like a set of rules that will prevent me from getting into an accident while I'm on my phone. I know. Don't be on it. But what if I am? Now I'm thinking to myself, if I am on it, then there has to be occasions where it's okay and occasions where it's not okay. I know. For all the kids at home, don't drive and text, but we all know that you're doing it. Okay? And your mom doing it, and your daddy doing it, and your stepdaddy, and your stepmom, and your grandma, and your auntie, and they're all doing it. And your granddaddy. I don't forget that, okay? So, by the way, I will tell you these set of rules. Now, I know it might seem hypocritical to talk about rules while I'm breaking a rule, but let me tell you about paradoxes. Quantum mechanics figured that shit out. So I washed my hands with that. Okay, now, when you had a red light, all right, you need to be observant first. You gotta look at your mirrors, you gotta look up and down. You gotta have, when you're driving, you have to already have induced in yourself a sense of, I need to be observant. So you need to go looking up, looking through the mirrors, looking out the windows, looking at the sunroof. There's no sunroof, so you're looking at the ceiling. You're just looking around, okay? They're trying to get me. Them Freemasons made me choke my own spit. Okay. I love sending text with the letter K, meaning okay, because my girl hates it. She hates it. Every woman hates getting a message from their man's or any type of man's that says K. All right? Woman's, man's, boy man's, girl man's, any man's. All right? They don't like the word K. Yet, hypocritically, they will be saying K. All right.
Continue on New Jersey 35 okay. South for 1 mile.
An observation. All right. So when you're at a red light, you want to text. Let's be honest. Red lights are probably the most highest rate of when you're texting. I mean, that's the safety zone, you know. All you got to do is look for the green light. Like, you're just going to be like, okay, all right, okay. I can just type. I can't type while not looking all the time because I'm not that good. But I'd be like, link, blink, blink, blink. And I look up and, oh, look, it's green. Okay. Even if you're not on point, you know, and you miss the green, the green light's already on and you're waiting like a couple seconds because you're still like, oh, this person's saying what? She's saying what? Oh, he doing that? He did not say K. So, then you're like, you get a little friendly honk. By friendly honk, they mean like, get the fuck out of the way. Go. Friendly honk. And, you know, you start going. Now you go to the intersection. This is key importance. Do not.
In 1,000 feet, use the right two lanes to take the New Jersey 138 West exit toward I-195, Trenton.
That's what she said. I do it. I do what my girl said. I listen to my jippers.
Use the right two lanes to take the New Jersey 138 West exit.
So, when you're going through an intersection, you do not want to be on your phone. You do not want to
continue for 3 miles.
Fucking toss that shit on the side of your door handle thing. All right, put that shit in the glove compartment. Put that shit on, well, not in the glove compartment. That's a big reach. Put that shit, you know, toss that shit to the floor where you can't touch it no more. I mean, like, no, you don't want to do that because you want to touch it again eventually. Just put it to the side, okay? Don't do it. Put it on your lap face down, okay? Just don't look at it. Because I've been in, you know, driver's ed classes and, you know, places where they show car accidents. The places they show car accidents? Where the fuck do you go to see that? The movies. Smart guy. Duh. And the internet. Just spend like an hour watching car crashes. You don't want to drive no more, but you still do. It's better than fucking skateboarding or walking or biking. Ooh, the bikers are mad now. It's okay. Papa's here. Papa's there for you.
In 2 miles, take exit 36 for Garden State Parkway North.
Don't worry till the cone's there. I'm vanilla. I'm sweet. It's all right. Don't worry about this. I got sprinkles. It's okay. It's gonna be okay. All right. I feel like I sounded like a little bit like Mark Wahlberg for a second. But okay. Now you don't want to cross the intersection texting because when you want to be observant to look if some motherfucker is gonna run a red light, something's gonna crack pile into you. You don't want no T-bone status. All right. Okay. Next. When you turn in. A corner, or you're going around a bend, you do not want to be on your phone texting, because I promise you, typing while you're turning the wheel of your car will fuck you up. You will fuck that side rail real hard. You're gonna go, it's gonna fucking have sparks and shit. You're gonna fuck up your door. You don't want to do that shit. That'll paint off. That's like $200. It's dumb. Don't do it. The worst thing, you might just crash straight into another car, and you don't want that problem. You don't want it. So just put it down, put it on the lap. We're going over this already. Just make the turn and get into the lane. When you get into the lane, then you can look for the situations, you know, around you, and then you go back to type, and then you go up and then down and up and down, and your muscle memory should be good enough to keep you going straight for a while, you know. But you don't want to rely on that blind, like. Look up, all right? Don't just, like, look down, okay? That's stupid, all right? With extra ooze, because you have people going, why you do it? Trust me, don't want to do it. All right. Now, Let's talk about the police. Now, the police are doing their job. They're trying to give you tickets to punish you, to make sure you don't do that again, which you did. Like, I've spent my youth, you know, speeding, like the youth do, and they speed, and I've gotten tickets. I've also gotten tickets where I was like, but everyone's going 80. Yeah, but they're all over there. You're back here alone. But what am I going to do, pull them over? Yeah. You're going to pull me over because I'm alone? Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to complain, but I know I can't win. Okay? All right, just give me the fucking ticket. All right. So they're trying to keep the road safe. They're trying to keep you in line. If they weren't there, you'd be going wild. You'd be just doing whatever the fuck you want. You'd be crashing this shit. You'd be like, oh, I need help. I'm crashed. Help me. And there'd be no cops. You don't want that. You want cops sometimes to be like, hey, relax. All right? You want some of that shit. You don't want any cops to be like, all right, I'm coming. Hey, I got the gun drawn. Watch out.
In a quarter mile, everybody take exit 36 for Garden State Parkway North.
Okay. Relax. Everybody relax. All right. You don't want a cop ready to fire.
Take exit 36.
Okay. When there's a car accident just happen, you don't want that. That's a little too much energy for me. All right? I just don't. There's too much chaotic forces. Chaotic. Fucking capital K. A chaotic force of, yo, there's guns, there's a car accident, I might be dying, and now you go out here thinking they're trying to kill me, even if it's my fault, I don't deserve this, it was an accident, you were on your phone, yeah, but I was listening to this Tilda Cone man tell me how to text while I drive. Alright, don't throw me under the bus, motherfucker.
In a quarter mile, merge onto Garden State Parkway.
Don't throw me under the bus. I'm trying to help you out, alright? So, I want you to relax. Relax, you know. Remember, the number one rule is to not text at all while you're driving. But if you is, I don't want your dumb goony ass coming up here and crashing into my car. All right, I don't want it.
Continue on Garden State Parkway for 5 miles.
Listen, I'll do that. But listen, okay? I'm not even touching my phone while doing this shit right now. It's even more emphasis for me to touch my phone. Yes, emphasis for me to touch my phone while I'm doing this because my anxiety is up and I'm like, I gotta check, make sure my shit's all right. Getting texts, all shit. All these texts from all these different exes. You know what I'm talking about. This shit is popping. I don't know. You keep it unlocking. I don't know. These keys be dropping. Ah, shit. My shit be jangling. I don't go, but shit, I'm wrangling. I'm dangling. I'm talking about this fishing hook. I'm talking about my fishing book. And I said I'm done. Book. Close it. Nah, I don't freestyle very often. I try so hard. And I got so far, but in the end, I'm telling you, don't fucking text while you're driving. It's better to keep you alive. I don't know, alive. I bend words. I don't just deal with the way they are. I bend shit. I manipulate the words, all right? I do it. I do it big. I go home because, you know, sometimes you're going in the hard, you're like, you know, I need to relax. I gotta go take a bath and I'm just gonna chill. I got my bath salts in there. I'm not gonna eat it because I'm not crazy. Like, smoke it like a fucking numb nut Florida man. Like, aw. Okay. There's this truck that has a big plushy bear at the end of it and it's waving to me. Oh man, it's flipping me off. Hey! Fuck you, bear! Hey! He's an angry bear. Angry with a topical G. A topical. 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 Capital T. G. Angry. Like the avatar. Angry. Gary. Like I agree that I'm fucking pissed right now with myself. I agree with myself that I am mad at this fucking fluffy ass bear. Brr. Okay? Ooh, we passed Asbury Park. Shout out. Ooh, pass the freehold. Shout out! I feel like, I know this sounds controversial, but don't text while you driving! Alright? I know you're doing it. I don't even care if you're giggling right now. You're like, oh, this is so funny, Pit the Corn, ha ha. No, fucking put this shit down and drive right. Or, you know, well, on the other hand, you know, oh, that's right, I got off topic. The cops are doing their job, okay? So, you got to do your job and drive right. So, if you texting, don't even, and I'm saying, even, like even Stevens, don't even go in any other lane but the middle. Don't even do it. Don't, I know you want to go fast. If you want to go fast, don't even text. If you want to go, if you want to go slow and not text, go in the right lane. If you're going to text, go in the middle of the right lane. I would prefer the middle lane because the right lane, there's exits. And you don't want to get fucking caught in a New Jersey exit where there's no way out. And you're like, oh, fuck, I'm going to hit a wall. I'm going to hit some cones. I'm going to hit, like, cones, get it? Oh, I'm going to go off this ramp and get in on this weird exit. Now I don't know where I am. I'm lost. Oh, shit. And my battery's dead because I was fucking texting. Boom. You don't want that shit. Stay in the middle lane. Look for your signs. Look for the cops. Look for the other cars. But I already gave you advice on how to survive. I did that. All right? Next segment. I think if terrorists hit the Empire State
in a quarter mile, use the left lane to keep left at the fork and stay on Garden State Parkway.
Okay. Oh, I'm on this anyway. I don't even need this right now. I don't even need this right. Oh, shit. Oh, that reminds me.
Use the left lane to keep left at the fork and stay on Garden State Parkway.
Other tip, all right? When you text in and it's really, like, capturing your attention, okay? I want you to brake or let go of the gas, all right? I want you to pump that shit, leave it on a little bit, and, you know, I don't care if there's like three cars distance from you in another car. That's how it's supposed to be. That's how it's supposed to be.
Keep left to stay on Garden State Parkway.
What'd you say, girl? Hmm? Okay. That's how it is. That's how it's supposed to be. Okay? It's supposed to be distance. You can't all be up on each other's asses, all right? Like a gay bar, don't be like that. You gotta give some space. You gotta be like a couple of virgins in a high school prom. You're like 5 feet from each other. Not 5 feet, but like, you know, 3 car lengths from each other. These kids are dancing like their puppet strings connected to each other. Like, oh, we're distant. Oh, shit. You know. Don't text and drive. Okay, by the way, what I was saying is, I think if terrorists, controversial topic, I'm gonna let you know now, if they hit the Empire State Building, that would have fucked, I don't know about y'all, you know, I live right next to New York, I don't live near New York, but like, I have a home there, like, I have a home there, a literal home, but like, I love the, you know, the museum, I love all the Central Park, I love all the crazy people, I love all the normal people, I love all the high and drunk people, maybe not the drunk people, but I love, you know, New York. That shit is second home to me, and honestly, if they hit the Empire State Building, I don't know if I would be here today, because I would, like, I was like, been so heartbroken, I would have died of a broken heart. Like, that shit is on all the t-shirts. Like, when I think back, I'm like, is it Twin Towers on the t-shirts? And I feel like maybe they are, but like, I never looked at them because you know what's in the fucking middle? The Empire fucking State Building! Alright? It's in the middle. It's where the heart comes in the center. Alright? That's where the Big Apple lie, in the Empire State. Alright? Fucking, you, if anybody mentions Empire State Building, everyone whoops. Everyone hollers. They're like, oh shit! Yeah, it's like fucking Jesus just came down from the heavens and was like, yo, what's good? And you're like, oh yeah, Jesus, oh! It's like, Empire State Building, what's good? Oh yeah, I don't live in there, I visited, but oh shit, yeah! You know? Like, for real, like, Empire State Building, you know, that's the heart, man, that's real, like, the terrorists, they try to cripple us metaphorically and physically by hitting this economy thing, and I heard that argument, and I was like, man, these terrorists are whack. They really aren't. For some people who are so religious and so symbolic, you know, they don't hit one of the most symbolic buildings of our country. They hit this, what, you're going to make the greedy corporate America? So I'm confused. Like, they want to hit the greedy corporate America, you know, fucking other countries in the butt type building, but they don't want to hit, like, something, like, sentimental, like Empire State Building. Like, to be, I'm not casting any aspersions on those who have suffered from the 9/11 attacks. Honestly, rest in peace. I'm sorry for that. You know, I don't know why I'm apologizing. I'm not a bad guy. I'm just saying, you know, I saw it come down. My dad was supposed to be there. Other dads were there. They died. My dad didn't. I feel guilty, so I'm apologizing. Okay, I got that. All right, I understand my own psychology. All right, so I'm saying that, I mean, you can disagree. You know, it's not something where I want to, like, stamp it like, hey, this is how it gotta be. But, like, come on. You don't feel like the terrorist man missed the mark of some sort of, like, oh, they're trying to really fuck us up mentally. Yo, if they attack the Empire State Building, I don't even think that, like, the stuff that happened when they hit the World Trade, like, they did that, you know, they went to war, we did that Bush thing, we're like, oh, we're gonna find nuclear weapons, they did all this shit, it led to Obama, it led to Trump, this shit changed American life forever. If they hit the Empire State Building, woo! Oh man, I feel like all the races in America, which is not real apparently, by the way, race is an illusion, much like gender apparently, all the races, genders, and ethnicities, everybody would come together and form a human, like, Megazord, alright, made from different, from all the people coming together, and they would cross the fucking Atlantic Ocean. They go twice, they go across the Atlantic, across the Pacific, back through America, over the Atlantic again, and just to punch all the terrorists in the face, and they're gonna punch all together, a human, the human fist made from individual humans. And we're like, how the fuck dare you hit the Empire State? How the fuck? Oh, man. You know what? I feel like they calculated and they were like, you know what? Hitting the Empire State Building would really make us get nuked. We'd nuke them. We wouldn't even fucking wait for people to invade. We'd be like, uh-huh. What? Huh? Oh, you mean there were people down there? There was people in my heart that built the Empire State. Guess what? They gone, and so are the people who supported this motherfucker, all right? We wouldn't even give a shit. We'd be so cold. We'd be like, I know this is, all right, me being cold. Yeah, all those kids, guess what? I was a kid, and I saw the Empire State, and I was, like, crying, and I like, couldn't stop crying, and I was like, oh, shit. I just lost, like, all my memories of New York, like, I mean, personally, I didn't, my mom didn't take me to go visit the World Trade Center. We didn't go to the top and was like, oh man, this city looks so small. Everybody looked like ants. No. We were like, man, bro, Empire State Building. And then we're like, oh shit, this city's so pretty. Oh man, everybody looked like ants. That's what we did, all right? And on top of that, I don't know why you went to the Pentagon. Like, Natural History Museum was like a second. Like, if you just took out the Natural History Museum and the Empire State, and I'll throw the moment in for y'all, but your art critics, you know, if you hit that shit, maybe even an iPhone store, or an Apple store or some shit, like, I don't know, you hit those places, America will, maybe a Starbucks, America would flip their shit, all right, there'd be too much, we couldn't handle it, we couldn't handle it, we just couldn't. I know our psyche would break, like, we cry so hard we'd start bleeding from the eyes, and we'd be like, all right, this is something that's supposed to happen. We would explain it away. It's like, this is something that you get when you fuck with someone real bad, and now I feel justified to fucking murder you and your whole family. Like, this is something that, again, being cold, that you feel when you hit something so close to the heart. Like, the San Francisco Bridge, right? Like, that's maybe on the West Coast, you know? I mean, you know, they hit the... Also, I just want to be like, I remember, you know, being young and being all into, like, war shit. Okay, I was like, both my grandparents were in, like, not exactly the women, but the men's. The woman was a nurse, but, like, the men were serving the wars, all right? Vietnam and World War II, so I got war in my blood, all right? Warrior status, okay? I mean, like, draft, you couldn't really refuse, right? But, like, anyway, Nam was a travesty. What's it called? Why do the trees speak Vietnamese? And goddamn, they just blew out my knees. You know what I'm saying? Now I got diabetes. Ah, shit. Now I'm blind and now I died. Rest in peace, pop up. Anyway, so what I'm telling you is... don't text and drive. Wait, no. That was first. That was first. Right. Why could a plane get near the Pentagon? I know. Everyone's like, he did not just. I did just, but it was like a real question. Like, on for real note, why... How could that happen? I in my mind, the Pentagon has, like, missiles that come up ready to shoot at shit, you know, laser-guided shit. Like, they're ready. They have planes circling. This plane came in, and nobody... Air traffic control wasn't like, hey, man, have you seen the news? The Trade Center just got hit. Oh, shit. There's a plane coming right to the Pentagon. What's gonna happen? Like, and then you hear about that they moved this guy's office, and it was like, what the fuck? Why would you do that? How did you know shit? I don't know. You know, we got people on the National Geographic Channel being like, oh, I'm an engineer. Hey, the domes don't fall like that. Okay, they don't come down. That's bomb work. And you know, and you're like, hey, I'm not an engineer. I'm just set like not seven, right? 2001, 25. This is hard maths. I'm 1996 or something? No, that's wrong. Oh shit, I'm about to have to do a real math right now. I'm not ready. I got this, guys. Root for me. Root for me, motherfuckers. All right, 2001. I'm 25. Born in 1993. Okay, I'll just count up. 94, 95, 96, 97, 98. 99, I mean 99, fuck, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 2000, yeah, buddy, millennia, yo, watch out, Y2K2 or some shit, and 2001, I was eight when I saw that shit, so I don't know much about United States military defense, so don't quote me on shit. But what I do know is that our country should have been better defended. Don't you think? I would agree. All right, I'm gonna move on from this topic because now I'm uncomfortable. I'm driving. Okay, I want to talk about driving for a second. Did you realize that when your wheels are on the ground, they are not really on the ground? Whoa, tilted cone, what are you saying? What? Huh? You're saying some wild shit. You blew me away with that 9/11 shit, but now you're talking about shit that just make no sense. The wheels are on the ground? The wheels are on the ground. What the fuck you saying, tilted? I was like, hey, relax. Quantum mechanically speaking, or something like that, your electrons and particles are bouncing off each other. They're stacked in a way that makes them solid. That's why you can't put your hand through concrete unless, you know, you try hard enough. And then I guess you're smashing your particles through those particles, and it's enough vibrational energy to break through that concrete. You've seen that shit. It might be fake, might be real. If it's real, you know, that's what I said. If it's fake, I can't help you there. But I love having, like, beads on my wrists so I can just, like, do that jangly thing. Total regression into childhood infancy, being like, look at the beads. Look at the beads. Where are the bees? Hey, everything looks dead. Okay, one time I was really high, real quick. I'm going to tell you a story. I was high, and I was like, you know what? It's fucking cold. Because it is. And I was like, what are the reasons it could be cold? One, my window's open, which makes total sense. Two, global warming, which also makes sense. Back to our science. Okay. three. Like, I'm talking about tres, all right? Nuclear winters are a thing, right? Like, for some reason, I was so, blitzed out of my mind. I was like, yo, I can, feel the cold radiation. I was like, it was like, close your fucking window. And it was like, no, listen, I can feel the radiation. Cold is radiation. And it was like, how? And how can you tell the difference? I don't know, close the window and see if the radiation goes away. I feel like it goes away, it's not really radiation. It's maybe just cold. Alright? Okay. Let me see what's going on. Ooh, 30 minutes! Ooh, I'm going long. Alright. High stories. I know you like high stories for when you're high and you are chilling to make you laugh and shit, so I got you. Tulsa Cone's got you back. I got you back. I'm doing improv, so nah, I got your back, you know, that shit. I'm just kidding. That's mean. Tilted Cone. Shame on you. Shame on me. Don't be so mean. I know. I just press my rage and it piles up and I just go, rah! You know, sometimes, on the right conditions, people die. Rah! I don't control myself. Rah! Don't listen to those people. They can control themselves. If they can't, they need help. If they can, they're just bullshit. Alright? I was really high. I'm telling a story. I was tripping on ass. Alright, first time. And I'm in my girlfriend's dorm, right? And the shit started hitting. I was like, surprised. For someone who's never tried ass before, this shit is hitting pretty quick. I know. Silly. But I had this thing where it got really hot, and I don't know if it was mental or physical or like a combination of both, but my physical was taking on my mental, I don't know, but it was really hot, and I was like, I need to take my clothes off. It's my girl's dorm, so I was like, I'm taking my clothes off, I don't give a fuck, like, tilt the cone, you know, I'm taking my clothes off. So I take my clothes off, I lay in the bed, I'm like, oh shit, this shit feels like it's really hitting me now. And then, and by the way, this is when Smash for the Wii U, not this new one, the old new one, was coming out. So, it was the release. So, there was some talk about we're gonna go to Smash release, whatever. And I'm tripping on ass. So, I'm like, yeah, nope. I ain't driving and I ain't going with anybody. So, my friend though comes to the door and is like, knock, 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 knock. And I was like, alright, I'm gonna get dressed because, you know, I don't wanna just show up and like, yo, boxing man, what's good? I'm tripping on ass here. That's too crazy. I wanna be a little low profile right now. I don't want to freak people out. All right. I get a little manic sometimes. I don't want to get out of control. All right. So I put my clothes on and I answer the door. We're like, oh, hey, me and the girl, you know, we're like, hey, how you doing? Oh, Smash me. Yeah. Close the door. He goes, you know, about like, you know, an hour or so and shit. And I go and I lay down, take my clothes off again, obviously, you know, it's still fucking hot. So this went on for like 4 or 5 times. Like, it was like, clothes on, knock at the I was like, knock at the door, close on, close the door, close off, on the bed, wake up, close. I'm gonna start over. I got it. Knock at the door, close on, answer the door, close the door, close off, lay on the bed, knock at the door, stand up, close on, answer the door, talk a little bit, close the door, take off the clothes, lay on the bed, knock at the door, I come up, be like, yo, I'm getting fucking tight, I'm getting mad now, take off the Put on the clothes, answer the door, be like, yo, alright. And you know, I'm getting kind of frustrated. I'm like, this is ridiculous. This is happening like all the time. This is like not like all consecutively. It feels like, I mean, acid messes with your brain, right? So it's just going like boom, boom, boom. I'm like, I'm not getting any relaxation. You know, I'm like, I'm just laying down, looking at posters, trying to watch the wall move, looking at the popcorn ceiling turn smooth and rough, back to back. I'm going hard right now. And then I had to go this whole switcheroo on my clothes and be like great for fairy tale, be like, oh my god, this is why he's always naked. This is ridiculous. Fuck shit. And so, you know, I'm like, oh man, I got pissed off. I'm tired of it. I'm like, hey, why do you keep coming so frequently? And he was like, motherfucker, it's been hours. What are you on? It's been literally hours. It was like at least 30 minutes between the first time I came back. And I was like, oh, fuck. I'm high as shit. Oh, fuck. You know, I'm like tripping hard. And I'm like, I gotta use the bathroom. So I go to the bathroom and the hallway got real long. Like, it got extra long. Like, you ever walk down a hallway high? Don't do it. Get all your shit that you need in your room. Like, I was like, man, this is going on forever. It turns out
that I in half a mile, keep right at the fork to stay on Garden State Parkway.
I don't need this no more. It turns out that I was just walking really slowly. But that shit did feel like forever. Now, like, oh man, it was like, I don't know measurements, so I'm gonna just be like, it was like a regular hallway size, dorm hallway, went on end to the other, the bathroom on the other end. It was like 6 windows. Alright. Oh, there was no windows, it was just fucking like a concrete wall. But if you imagine windows, it was probably like 6 windows across, you know? So I, big window, like dorm, like window type thing. Anyway, so I get to the bathroom finally after like, I don't know how fucking long I spent walking slowly. And I thought I was taking big steps, but I was like taking the tiniest steps a man would ever take in his life. Like, no man should take these tiny steps ever. Like, and I know I'm generalizing, no man, but like it's part of the bit. I'm like stepping, like I'm lifting my knees to step, but I'm only placing like an inch between my other foot, and it's ridiculous now. And I'm frustrated with myself. I'm like, let's pull together, tilted, let's go. We gotta go pee, let's go. And let me tell you, when I get to the bathroom, the piss has not been any more stranger than when you're tripping, because I'm like, yo, this feels amazing. This is why we pee in the first place. Like, we knew that this felt good, and we're like, you know, we just don't want to get rid of this feeling. You know, same thing, we sneeze, and yeah, we orgasm. Same thing. It just feels real good. I don't want to get rid of that. I need all the dopamines I can get. Yo, when I heard that sneezing was 1/8 the orgasm, I didn't even give a fuck if that was real. I held onto that shit. Fucking, I made that shit real, all right? Now when I have a sneeze, I'm like, hold it. Hold it. I like to edge my sneeze. You know what I'm saying? You ever sneeze while coming at the same time? You edge both things? You see God. All right. You see Shaggy himself in UI form. I'm telling you. So I go to wash my hands. And I'm like, all right, this is easy. I don't need to get really fucked up about this. I don't need to get trippy on washing my hands. But guess what? Something trippy happens. Alright, so I finish washing my hands and I'm like, oh shit, these water drops are mad interesting. They are getting closer. That's weird. Like, it's weird when you start seeing things zoom to you. You know, you're like, oh shit. And I was so high, I was like going towards it. Like, I was so high, I thought my eyes were coming out my skull, zooming in on the water droplets. But my high ass was just bringing my hands to my face, and probably my face at the hand at the same time. And I was like, oh, this zooming power I have, I had no idea how strong it was. With great power comes great responsibility. With great power comes great responsibility. I got it. On that note, everybody can zoom in, all right? It's not something that the world... I wanted to film a documentary. Like, yo, the day that this kid discovered zooming powers, I was like, you know, you're like, yeah, you know, you just take an object, you bring it to your face, you bring your face to the object, you do it at the same time, that's zoom in. Haha, shit, you know? On acid, you think you're discovering everything new, but everything you already know is in you. And so your acid mind doesn't know the outside from the inside, the inside from the outside. So it's just like, all at once, go with it. All right. And when you start understanding what Bill Hicks is talking about, you're like, oh, oh, oh. okay. Whoa, I'm way too high. I love when people are tripping on acid. There's gotta be a moment on every fucking acid tripper or shroom tripper, anyone's tripping. Maybe on any drug, maybe. Maybe not alcohol. They just say, I'm so drunk. It's like, dude, I am so fucking high right now. That was my favorite saying ever. All the time I'd be tripping, I'd be like, I'm so fucking high right now. And I would always tease it. I never wanted to give it, but I always wanted to give it. I was like playing a hard, I was like a hard to get bitch, alright? Sorry for the B word. I didn't say C word because I felt the B word was more like polite to what was going on. I mean, I'm a Virgo. I get to call myself B, alright? I get the fucking status. If anyone gets the fucking status, that's a man. It's Virgo men, alright? They got a fucking woman as their sign, okay? Don't even get no fucking horse, goat, sea goat, monkey shit. I don't know. They got no fucking two faces. They got fucking two fish. I don't know, the yin yang shit. I don't know what the fuck they're doing. They don't fucking giant crab. You know, they're not some sort of centaur motherfucker. They ain't that shit. They're not some sort of mythical beast shit. They fucking woman, man. Like, what? Like, you get bullied in class. You know, especially when you're in Catholic school. You know what I'm saying? They're like, yo, Eve fucked everybody up. She made Adam eat the apple. She ate the apple. She listened to the snake. She fucked all of us over. And then you're like, ah, fuck. Now guess who got the women's sign? You did, Virgos. You fucked everything up. All right, and then you get bullied. And now you're going to hell. Right, because you murdered everybody. And then, you know, hell's like, I'm sorry for your pain, but you just can't murder people. Well, tell that to fucking everybody who's killing everybody, huh? If you consider me driving, killing people because I'm polluting the earth, I'm already going to hell. And it's like, GG, all right? I should have surrendered at 20, but I doubled down and didn't, and now I'm paying the consequences because I am feeding terribly. Anybody play League of Legends? All right, let me tell you one thing. Do not tower dive when you're level one. I'm just saying, it's a personal experience. It's like season something 3 or 4 or whatever, but let me tell you, do not tower dive between 1 and 3. Maybe 4 if you lucky and your motherfucker partner is on point. And this is like bot lane, if you know, or it's just teammate. I just say teammate, you know. If they got your back, man. Anyway, what was I saying? Tripping, yeah, it makes you see a lot of silly shit. Makes you see the good stuff too. Makes you see a lot of bad shit. I got really high once and I was like, oh man, I'm mad paranoid. And yeah, I had to say it like that. Mad paranoid shit. People were like, oh, you were? Yeah. And you know, I'm feeling myself because at this point in my life career, I am getting in these comedic vibes real hard. Like, I'm like, oh, I'm gonna be a stand-up comedian, all right? I'm gonna study comedy, and I'm gonna fucking blow it out the water, all right? It turns out that if you're high enough and you start thinking of everything as a joke and trying to understand the truth of all jokes, you in fact become the joker. It's something that's almost unavoidable if you have some sort of mind that revolves around these subjects that I just said. It just, you know, and if you know joke shit, anybody who's like Deadpool, maybe you want, you know, breaking the fourth wall, you want shit, it's like, oh, they're right. That's why God is a prick. Because he's always joking. He's always, like, not pulling the bit back. He's just like, no, you're going to get AIDS and die. That's what you're going to get. Oh, nature's so mysterious and confusing. No, these children are going to starve to death. Yes, they are. And no one's going to help them. Nope. Not you with your fat ass on your couch not giving any pennies. You ain't not going to do shit. Oh, shit. Oh, I'm contributing to so much pain by existing. Oh, the guilt. Oh, the guilt. Hey, guess what? I'm going to do some more drugs. Hey, that'll make the guilt pass. I'm going to drink some shit, smoke some shit. Oh, look, I'm on acid already. Hey, I'm going to think of good shit. And I thought of good shit. I did. And I got to this euphoric place where I was like, oh, I'm happy. Then I was like, oh, man. if I try to find the truth in people, I'm going to be unhappy. You know, because if you know anything about history, if you step off the ride and tell people the truth, they will kill you. They kill those people. You know, and, you know, I always live in my psyche with a target on my back. I was raised Catholic, so, you know, there's martyrdom in me at some level. And there went to, when people went to war, you know, my people, you know, my family line. And so there's this whole higher purpose, self-sacrifice thing in me. I know it, and I really identify with it. But at the same time, I'm a little, you know, to lack of a better word, pussy burger bitch. And I shy away from danger. I'm a very agreeable, I think my like anima side of me is very agreeable, or maybe my man, I think the anima side, maybe the male side is the agreeable one. He's always, so he's senso, he's sensitive, and my anima, she's like Virgo bitch, and she's not happy all the time. Like, she's always cranky. You know, it's funny, you know, you date a girl and you're like, oh man, she's always cranky. It's like, she's always hungry. It's almost like you're not eating enough. And I realized that, oh man, I'm a Virgo bitch. I'm not even eating enough. No wonder I'm so cranky. I'm starving myself because I want to appease people who don't even give a fuck about me, who aren't even real, or just in my mind. That's weird. Is that anorexia? Nah. I'm a dude. So, you know, it's just what life's about. Now, I feel like there's some sort of, like, dude work, dude and dude and out, dude, dude language, dudeology, yeah, if I said that right, dudeology, dudetology, girls are dudettes, no, dude is not, I mean, think about it, not just because we have a dick, you have duties, you know, I mean, boobies, I mean, you have something. We love women with double D's, just take that shit, you know. Dudes, dudettes. Find a way to make it work, you will, alright? But what's the girl version of dude? Like, no, like, I'm gonna talk not the dudette, but the girl, like, girls call each other, like, hot, set up, house! Like, they're, like, if girls are hoes, then what are dudes? Does? Like, nah, man, that makes no sense. Those are deers. And female deers. And, you know, Ray is a drop of golden sun and shit. Yeah, yes, that's Sound of Music. And yes, while I'm high, I always want to reference the Sound of Music. And yes, I like plugging in the Sound of Music. I'm like, hey, everybody, let's watch the Sound of Music. And everyone's like, no, Andrew, let's not watch. Fuck. Hey, Tilted Cone. Everyone ignore that shit. My real name's not that. Real name Tilted Cone. Whatever, I don't give a fuck. You know, I mean, you don't know my last name. No! No, I won't give it up for the bit. I won't do it. But no, Tilted. We're not gonna watch the Sound of Music. And I'm like, but why? It has everything you really need in life. It has Mary Poppins. And she's blonde, by the way. I don't know if everyone... I like brunettes, but, like, she's blonde. That's something... observation. There's, you know... There's developmental crises through childhood to, you know, young adult. There's adolescence. You know, there's stuff for, like, the whole age range. All right, there's parents. There's a little goat play. I remember puppet goat play. You know, they're singing... Okay, they got theater. They got that shit from Family Guy. Well, Family Guy took it from them, but they had that shit with the stairs. They're like, good night, and shit. You know, some I woke up 17. What am I doing? Oh my God, I'm 25. I'm going to die soon. You know, that's how I feel. But, there's tons of cone problems. But, and you relate. Sad boys, hashtag. So, you know, they got Nazis and shit. Like, you thought the movie was going hard at one part with the fucking go play and the music and, like, you know, happy thoughts and shit. Guess what? Nazis and Hitler's there. Like, oh shit. Now Hitler's not there, but you know, he's there in the universe of Sound of Music, I guess. You know, he's around the area. And guess what? No one suicides themselves, right? That's better. Like, I watch a lot of like World War II around movies, and there's a lot of suicide. I enjoy, you know, movies where everyone gets away, and the nuns help them, even though the Catholic Church was kind of like zip their lip about the Hitler thing. They kind of like was like, all right, they did the Pontius Pilate thing where they washed their hands and were like, you do what you want, we won't condemn you. I mean, could Hitler have taken the Vatican? I'd think so in his prime, but then again, it's all about self-preservation with those motherfuckers. Self-preservation and pedophilia. And martyrdom at some level, because they just want you to sacrifice your jewels. Except for their fucking jewels, those fucking rich bastards in the Vatican. Why don't you give your money away to all those fucking African kids that you fucking robbed the gold from? Yeah, that's right, I said it. You give them AKs to fight your wars for Jesus. I don't know that much about that history cuff conflict, but as you can tell, I am upset about it. I have gone tilted about it, yes. Anyway, Sound of Music is amazing. Amazing movie, alright. Amazing soundtrack. They got Julie Andrews on that shit. I think her name is Mary Poppins, by the way. First of all, Mary Poppins 2, I haven't seen it. No, I will not. Mary Poppins 1 is something that is in my heart forever. Dick Van Dyke is not in Sound of Music, but he's in Mary Poppins, and he's a cool motherfucker. You ever see Choo Choo Bang Bang? That's dope. If you haven't, you're missing out. Toot Sweet, you don't even know what the fuck I'm saying. I have an old brain, okay? I have an old brain and a young body, and I'm confused. I don't know what's going on. When I look at politics, I'm like, I know. I'm smart enough to know. I figured it out. And it's the problem is so big when I figured it out that I'm like, oh, shit. They got reptiles and aliens and shit. They got, like, Men in Black. They got all this shit up there. They got Trump and shit. There's so much toxic shit in there. Yo, I had a really bad relationships with my family, my peers, my girls in my life. I haven't handled that well at all. And I'm over here like, I can tackle the political game. Don't worry. Honestly, if any young person is tackling that political game and they're doing a good job, you wish them the fucking hell of luck. You just be like, you, please stay true. Don't go to the dark side. It's so easy. I mean, you deal with so much stress, you're liable to be like, don't give a fuck, bye-bye. I will no longer be in this game. I won't plug out, I'm going to pull out, I'm going to just go sit on the couch and watch Netflix, eat my popcorn, and feel like I'm doing some of my life where I'm really not. Working my 9-to-5 job at, you know, minimum wage shit, and not trying to pursue a career or my arts at all. That's what I be doing for a while. Then I was like, you know what? I'm gonna tackle it from a different perspective. I'm gonna go with my career and arts first, and then as I get up there, then I'm like, I can tackle it. Only then to be called dumb or lack of knowledge or not some sort of variation of impotence in the political spectrum. They might call me a liberal, Democrat, conservative, I don't know, racist. They can call me all these things, but I'm telling you right now, centrist, everything's a gray area, and I'm going to get a lot of hate for that, but not everything's a gray area, I know, but, you know, it's one of those things where, like, murder's a gray area. Well, I don't want you to murder my family, but it's okay if you upset me and I want them to murder your family. That's not cool. You know, you start... that's picking sides, though. I mean, gray as in, like, you didn't pick anything. But then, that gray spectrum, all right, for lack of a better word, spectrum, there's, you know, how do I say this? Nihilism in that spectrum of grayness. There's nothing exists. And so you're over here bobbing your head in like a fucking fishing bobber thing. You know, connected to fishbowl. It's fishing stuff. I don't know fishing. But it's bobbing in the water, and life is the water, and all this human shit, civilization, is the little, like, lagoon where your bobber's in, but now you're also the lagoon in the fucking ocean. They're like the Goo Lagoon. That's civilization. In SpongeBob, you know, SpongeBob universe, they got they're in the ocean, then they got the Goo Lagoon, and Bikini Bottom's right by that. That's where civilization's around. You know, that's where the beach is. And this beach is here, and I don't connect the dots. I'm not trying to make I'm not trying to do your work for you, but I'm, you know, I'm trying to help you out. All right, I'm trying to help you out. I'm coming to a part where I'm almost home. I want to keep talking though for a little bit. I don't know if you guys been enjoying this talk. I don't know if you want more talk like this. I don't know if I'm gonna even talk the same thing. I'm probably not. Probably gonna diversify and talk about different shit. I'm Tilted Cone. Ignore anything that might have implications of my first name, just to repeat. And if you catch anyone trying to say some shit, I want you to attack them violently and then shut the fuck up. Just kidding. I don't want to cast no aspersions on nobody. That's just Tilted Cone jokes. Get it? Come on. All right, now. I know Shaggy. I got him on speed dial. Literally, it takes 80% of my power to get him on speed dial in the first place. And then the rest of my percent of power, I'm like, please, Shaggy. And he's like, do you dare contest me, bitch? And I'm like, I haven't gotten there yet. Tilted Cone's new. This is like brand new podcast type shit that I want to do. I've been doing YouTube videos, making memes, sharing memes mostly. I got into the meme game a little bit. Then I got kind of discouraged because I was like, y'all, you know, if you guys want me to make memes, I will make the memes. I also share memes to give you those dopamines, and I will gladly do that for you. I'm on Twitter, I'm on Facebook, I'm on YouTube. I got YouTube videos that feature Fortnite. I know how you feel about Fortnite, but it's not like Fortnite. I want to throw that out there that it's a little different. It's a special. Like, you heard what I just talked about. All right, my personality in the Fortnite shit, you know it's gonna be some good shit. Ain't gonna be some goony bad shit. Maybe some more goony shit, but not bad. That bad. You know, like Michael Jackson bad, like not like that pedophile bad, but like, you know, bad. Like, woo hee hee, you know, watch out. Smooth criminal bad, you know. Not that smooth, you know, because I still am clumsy. I trip while I try to walk to get a glass of water. So, you know, don't take my shit too personal. Yes, I think I'm on set. I'm on Twitter. I would love to interact with y'all if you do like to interact with me, but I suffer from some sort of mood disorder or something. Try to figure it out for myself, you know. I might have some bipolar, some, you know, I get a little manic sometimes, a little depressed. Sometimes I'm not on my shit, so be patient with me. You know, it takes a lot of courage. I'm gonna plug myself real quick. It takes a lot of courage to speak about random shit you don't really know that well about, and to put your name out there for just views to fulfill your narcissistic desire for attention. And it's not just narcissistic personality disorder. There's also the ego defense of narcissism. And, you know, I've seen real narcissists and textbook ones. And if you don't figure this out now, I'm gonna tell you earlier, I studied psychology and philosophy and some history, and I do enjoy those subjects, so I'm always open for information on those subjects. I would love for y'all to support this movement of podcasting that I'm doing, because long-winded speech come to a close. I need money to do this, to get my parents off my back, because literally they just will not, they like bring me down, you know. Everybody got parents that bring them down, immediately I want you to empathize with me and be like, all right, Tilted, I got your back, you know, I got your back. Okay, we're hitting the end of the podcast here, and we're about to hit the 60 minute mark. That's it, right? I want to wish you all a safe drive, and don't text while you drive. I want to wish all the people who survived, or, you know, suffered or did not survive the 9/11 attacks a good day, and like, you know, I'm sorry for my guilt again, and you do well, and everyone be happy and laugh a lot, you know, be active nihilists, not passive nihilists, respect the teachings of the code, and y'all be good. Bye-bye now. Tilted Cone loves y'all.